Good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night until 10 o'clock on the El Pacifico and at 1 a.m. out on the Eastern Seaboard. I am Phil Henry, and we're joined by our panel this evening. It'll be kind of a if you'll pardon the expression, a loose show tonight. And by that, I mean we will go back and forth with our panel. We do have a guest, Wayne Turbin, who is a writer, a freelance sports journalist. Why do we have a freelance sports journalist on talking about Miley Cyrus?
He's also on the entertainment.
He does the entertainment beat. I don't know. He does the entertainment beat. For who? For just a variety of... Don't hit the microphone, man.
Sorry. Like a variety of news organizations.
Okay. So Wayne Turbo is joining us here to talk more about the Miley, about the fallout from Miley Cyrus. And I was talking to him before the show, and I said, I'm going to sound like the world's biggest jackball here, but Jack, if people were upset, and I don't know the difference, personally. My taste in music runs from hip-hop, from the very extreme of Lil Wayne to opium den kinds of flute music and things, you know. What are you looking at?
What do you mean, opium den flute music?
Yeah, I was just listening to some, as a matter of fact. My understanding was it was played often in the opium dens of San Francisco in the early part of the century, and I wanted to get a taste, and not opium, but the music.
Like a sensory memory?
A what?
Like a sensory memory?
Like a sensory memory. Have you ever smoked opium?
Well, that's none of anybody's business. No, I haven't. Don't ever ask me a question like that. Don't ever ask me a question if I've ever smoked opium. No, I haven't. But I have to tell you, that's just not a question I want to have asked on this program. Let's forget about whatever it was that I was talking about. I opened my big fat yap, and this is what we get. Wayne Turbo with us here from New York City tonight. Wayne, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very good, Mr. Henry. How are you doing?
Good. Can you tell me about the Miley Cyrus performance from your perspective? I know you're a sports writer. What do you usually cover?
Well, I cover college football and mostly high school and college football for different publications. I don't do a column, you know, but what I do is I gather statistics, and I also can give you a rundown on, this day in sports. I do that, and I do tidbit, you know, a tidbit?
Tidbits?
Yes. Wayne, you were saying that you do, who had a hitting streak? Is that it?
I'll say, here's a hitting streak that a man had. It ain't as good as Joe DiMaggio or...
Joe DiMaggio was his name.
Joe DiMaggio. But I'll every day, I try to be as good as I can be. I'm going to try and do my very best for you.
Hold on for a minute. I want to ask a question. Was this gentleman the only guy? Hold on for just a second. Would you mind, Wayne?
I don't mind. I'm free, white, and 21. I can.
All right. So was this the only guy we could get?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about it, Miley Cyrus.
I understand that. There must be 9 million guys that want to talk about it. There must be 8 million reporters that want to talk about it. This guy, who's a high school and college football reporter?
At the late notice you gave us, yes. God. Why make an issue out of it? Why don't you just do it?
Okay, Wayne, sorry, man. Just had to check some facts. So tell me about Miley Cyrus.
Well, I saw the performance that she put on the other night, and it was on the TV. And she wagged it around, and she put it out there as good as, you're going to want it. And I thought it was very good, I thought it was a very fine performance, and I would not hesitate to recommend it to any individual in a record store, which I know they don't have those anymore, but I mean, if anybody I was talking to online, let's say, and what do you think about it, I'd say, yeah, go for it. It's very good and very entertaining.
Well, what do you then attribute, Wayne, the very, very negative reaction?
Yeah, I saw that. I was really surprised. They said that she looked like some, cheap, dirty, some kind of trash. I don't know. I think maybe a lot of ladies was watching or something like that.
Do you like this kind of, I mean, the fact that you're doing this, I have to ask, the fact you're doing this report for us, do you even care?
Do I even care? In what way?
About this music, about the Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I do. They say to me, if you want to get on the radio, and there'd be some stations that put you on, and I'll do it. But look, you know, I do enjoy it. I'd rather be talking about, you know, football. And...
All right, look, I'm not going to bother you anymore, man. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, they said that they validate parking. Oh.
You're not here. You're on the phone.
Oh, that's right. I'm at home, in fact, so I don't understand why.
Yeah, you don't need to have your parking validated.
Why do I have a parking ticket here?
Is it from some... I don't know, okay? Talk to him, will you?
Yeah, I'll talk to you off the air.
Yeah, talk to me off the air on why I have a parking ticket, even though I'm at home.
Is that guy an idiot, too, on top of everything else?
I don't think so. I think he has a career.
All right, well, having a career these days, you could have a career at anything. You could have a career at... I don't know. You could, you know, that guy, the nude cowboy in Times Square in New York, he's got a career. He's got no clothes on. He plays guitar in the middle of the city there, except maybe in his underwear, I think, right?
Yeah, they got to have something on, you know.
Yeah, so he plays guitar, and he has a career. In any event, thank you very much for that very exciting and downright thrilling review of Miley Cyrus. Basically, the post-mortem on that thing... If I may, and I would actually agree there with Wayne on a couple of things. First of all, I didn't think it was... I don't know what I'm looking at. You know, what is supposed to be good and what isn't supposed to be good? Somebody says to me that Miley Cyrus is wagging her ass all over the place, and she had her tongue sticking out, and she was grabbing herself with the foam finger. So what else is new? You know?
Well, you don't see that on television. You know.
How do I know? What do you mean I don't see that on television? I see it on television all the time. Here's the thing. The difference between broadcast television and cable television, the expectations that I have, the surprising moments, if you will, that occur are fewer and fewer as the days and the years go by. I don't know the difference. You tell me that something happened on television, I go, well, sure. I mean, you know, on any given channel, oh, well, let's pay cable, Phil. We're talking about broadcast TV. I understand that, but broadcast TV is in a fight for its life these days. I wouldn't doubt if broadcast television will continue to very consciously push these boundaries. That's exactly what they did with this particular show. It's not even offensive to me. I'm not bothered by it. I don't put the kid down. I'm not putting down Robin Thicke. I'm not putting down the people that produced it. Great job, great show. If it pissed off or upset some people, what is it that you people expect? What do you think is going to happen? Don't you believe that kind of thing has now taken its place in entertainment? I mean, sexually explicit, if you will, and that's not explicit.
What do you mean that's not the woman, I have to break in. The woman had a foam finger, and any woman listening to me right now knows what I mean by a finger when it's...
I understand, Margaret, okay? You don't have to go any further. What I'm saying is the sexual explicitness of music and culture is with us. It's been here for a long time. Yes, it's debated, and yes, people are upset, and yes, everybody's flipping their lid, but it's not going away. It's not easing back. It's getting more and more prevalent. People enjoy it more and more. We're not victims here of a tidal wave that we can't stop. We created it. We want it. We love it. So occasionally we get our asses shocked by something. Oh, my God, they went too far. I thought they were going to go that far next week. Why, this is further than we went last week. To me, the hypocrisy here is not anything other than... The hypocrisy exists with the audience. I'm sorry.
But you're going to get in, you know, you're getting trouble for that.
There will be emails on that.
I don't care. The hypocrisy exists with the audience, with the jive-ass viewers, and I think they're taking their cue from the, I don't know from who, man, maybe from the movie stars and from the people in the theater and the audience. They're taking their cue from the critics, and the critics are guys that don't get out at all. I don't think they've had sex, any of them, for years and years and years, if they have normal relations with a woman at all. Good evening, folks. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be coming back. Don't forget philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com for all of your rock and roll, dancing, and listening pleasure needs. We'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com and more of this stuff. Hello. Welcome back to World Famous Phil Henry Show here and philhenryshow.com. And we're going to bring on Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Big Doug is going to talk with us, at least give us his opinion and his take on how all this is falling together. See, there's still, I know that people say, well, don't talk about it then. But we have to talk about it. It's our job. And I have to talk about it because you got to give it some time to percolate, some time to sort of settle, some time to, I don't know whether you call it to sink in or just for people to react to it. I personally stand by what I said. I don't think it is that big of a thing. But, hey, you know what? Who am I in the overall scheme of things? The Orange County Courier is one of the local papers here in the Los Angeles area. We broadcast from the El Pacifico, north of the city. I suppose at some point we're going to have to get somebody from the Ventura County Bugle, you know, Doug?
Yeah, you do that. I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say. The Ventura County newspapers are good newspapers, but that's not big city up there. That's the northern edge of the Los Angeles County, Phil. That's an area that's trying to keep the valley out. I mean, those people are very, very vocal about, but they don't want the valley. They don't want L.A.
Well, it's just a thought.
Yeah. Well, I think what you ought to do is keep it a thought. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist from the Orange County Courier. My name is Doug Danger. Very pleasant. Good evening to all of you. Phil's got me on here to talk about Miley Cyrus. I'm ready to go if you want to. You want to ask me some questions, I can do that. You want me to just go ahead and take it?
No, I'd like to ask you some questions. You got a lot of opinions about this.
I'm like the last guy that you had on. I don't know why you had that guy on, other than the fact he's East Coast, that Wayne Werblow or Turbo. I have no idea why you had a guy like that on when he's a sports writer, and you got me down in Orange County. Now, I know I'm gay. And I'm hoping, Phil, that I know you're not a homophobe, but I know you get pressured.
No, that's got nothing to do with you being gay. It was the fact that we wanted somebody from the media, closer to the media center in New York, to find out what was being said there. That guy was the wrong guy. And besides, he had an opinion that was not quite like everybody else's. His opinion was that it was not a bad performance by Miley Cyrus. He thought it was pretty good.
Well, I'm not going to say that it's not a bad... I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to tell you this. I think what you just said is the key thing. The hypocrisy on the part of people. Anybody complaining about Miley Cyrus's performance is obviously not paying too much attention to what's happening out here in the world. Maybe there is a very defined edge when it comes to sex, when it comes to sexual expression, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And the reason why I point that out is because my ability as a reporter is honed from the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I understand what honesty is, and I understand what hypocrisy is, like you're talking about, and I know what honest reporting is. A lot of people try to sexualize everything that I say because I'm a gay man, gay journalist. But that's not my thing. You know that.
Well, no, you're a political guy, and I appreciate that about you.
Yeah, well, I think sex is something that you keep in your house. Now, we don't do that in this culture. Obviously, more and more, we're trotting it right out so everybody can look at it. Everybody can look and see what it is you do in your bedroom here in the United States. If you look on a stage, if you look in a nightclub, if you look in a movie, if you look anywhere, the people who consume entertainment in this country can look and they can see the graphic details of what it is you do in a bedroom with whatever it is you sleep with. And I say that, Phil, because that's how weird it's getting out there.
Well, I mean, how weird is it? And Margaret, you wanted to comment on this, right?
Yes, Doug, when you say it's getting weird out there, men are still men and women are still women, and gay men and gay women, and what is getting weird?
But I don't know, but I mean, at what point are we going to see? You see, I don't want to say this because there's not too many bright people that are consuming the culture right now at the level that I work at. I work at the level of a popular newspaper. All right, I'm not on PBS. I'm not on Tony Black's Journal. I'm not with Camille Paglia. Did you see Camille Paglia? What's her name? Camille Paglia?
No, I did not. No, the Italian?
Yeah, she's Italian, but...
She's a writer.
Yeah, the Italian writer.
Yeah. Camille Paglia said that Miley Cyrus ought to go back to school. She went... she just was all over her man like white on rice, talking about what a disgusting display this thing was. How this young lady, Miley Cyrus, was preening and sloppy and didn't dance all that well and didn't sing all that well. I want to ask her a question, Camille. What do you mean she didn't dance all that well? To me, it looked just as good as any dancing from the standpoint of what it was she was trying to communicate. you know.
Well, what do you think she was trying to communicate? Because for me, I would agree with you. It was sort of just this very, very obvious, either it was an obvious send-up of obsessive sexualized entertainment and performance, or she was absolutely communicating that and doing it very, very well. But I would have to agree with you, man. I don't see where she messed up other than it was a very, you know, it made a lot of people uncomfortable.
Well, I'll tell you who it made uncomfortable. All you had to do was look in the front row of that theater where they were having that thing. I don't know where it was. Where was it? Do you know?
No, I it was the Video Music Awards.
Well, all right, you're just stumbling. Going blah, 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 blah.
All right, Doug, do you know?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm sorry. You know.
Somebody look up where they were having that, okay?
It'll take a little bit.
Well, does no one knows off the top of their head, huh?
Not off the top of my head.
Just look.
But the point is, it doesn't matter where it was. I saw a lot of celebrities there in the movie theater, in the whatever it was, the warehouse they were in, or the barn, or the airplane hangar, wherever they had that thing. And there were a lot of people, Phil, in that audience that night that looked very uncomfortable. You said it. Drake had his head hung low. It looked like Drake had just lost his best friend. It looked like Drake had just given a pep talk to Miley Cyrus to tell her about how good she is, and how good she sings, and how good she looks, and how good her butt looks. That's another thing. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but you better believe I know what a woman's what looks good on a woman. I know what a good-looking woman's ass looks like, and everybody is bagging on Miley Cyrus for having not that great of an ass. Did you hear anything about that?
Not really, no, and I don't know. You know, yeah, she's a little on the skinny side, not exactly. But you know what? She looked pretty fit to me, man. And she obviously was the outfit she was wearing, that bikini-like outfit, was cut so that it would accentuate her ass.
Yeah, it didn't look like a badass to me. But, you know, when people start jumping on you for your performance, people start jumping on you for whatever it is they find fault with, man, they go all the way. And they did not stop on Miley Cyrus until they reached that, I don't know what else. So her makeup, a mole on her neck, her parentage, I've no doubt they got to that. But I'll tell you, Phil, I think that the criticism by Miley Cyrus was a low point for Americans, consumers of culture everywhere, because the hypocrisy, like I said, was right out there for all to see. I don't know the people who are criticizing Miley Cyrus, if they even recognize what a pack of crawling, thieving hypocrites they were. You know.
All right. Well, let's take it easy here, Doug, because now you're starting to get a little overwrought.
No, I'm not overwrought at all. I'm not overwrought at all. What a pack of thieving, lying, crawling hypocrites they really are.
All right. Well, let's take that criticism. What do you mean about thieving, lying, crawling hypocrites?
Because the American culture, American people, and American culture is consuming, just as you said, Phil. I mean, don't leave me out here on my own, man. You know, you got me out here twisting in the breeze.
No, I just want to hear it in your words.
Well, I mean, because the American people are consumers of this kind of thing. They buy it by the billions and billions and billions of dollars worth. The world does, as a matter of fact. Some of those very celebrities that were looking down their nose at the performance of Miley Cyrus do that as well. And all of a sudden, what we do, took our $1 million... this million-billion-dollar economy that is fed by America's obsession with sex, and we put it aside for one night, and we say, well, look, Miley Cyrus, you don't get to be a part of that. You don't get to be sexy. You don't get to act trashy. You don't get to wag your tongue out and look like a piece of you-know-what, like something I kick off a cowboy boot on a Friday night just before I walk into a place that ain't much better, you know, like my dad used to say. You go ahead and kick that off your boot, son, but you're going to go into a place where you're going to get more on your foot. And I think that's exactly what happened here on this VMA.
All right, Doug Danger, that's a very interesting saying. You can kick that off your boots, son, but you're walking into a place.
Yeah, kick that off your boots, son, but you're walking into a place where you're going to get more.
You're going to get more just like it. Doug, all right. What, Margaret?
I didn't mean to point this out, Phil, but you just went.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Is that what that was? Because I did hear that.
I did what?
You went. Okay, thank you, Doug.
Yeah, you did kind of, you know, it went up your nose. I don't know what you did. What are you taking any kind of any congestion?
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll get back to you. What are they talking about?
Who's they?
What are you talking about? I've got something up my nose.
You went.
All right, I went. You know what? One of the things you can do is just maybe not point it out. That would be really a fantastic thing. Who needs to point it out? You know, and you know, just let it go.
Well, the audience is out there going, we just heard Phil go, what happened? You know, and I'm the one that has to deal with the mail.
All right, well, Margaret, then let me deal with some of that mail, okay? World-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back here with more from Doug Danger on Miley Cyrus's performance. I'm sorry if I went, and I will try and watch that in the future. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Our number, by the way, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. World-famous Phil Henry Show back here and raring to go, I guess. On the line with us here is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, and we are talking with Doug here about this Miley Cyrus performance, which, you know, people are still talking about it. And you know, you've come to a very interesting conclusion, Doug. I think it's a good one. It's a good conclusion that there is a level of hypocrisy going on here, you know, and that we need to face it.
You know, you talk about the American people. The last thing you want to do with the American people, Phil, is you want to tell them that they're doing something wrong, or that you're saying to them that, well, you know, you people got a little bit something to learn here too. I mean, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and I've learned that lesson the hard way. And when I say I'm gay, and I know that I have been saying that I'm gay on your program for a long time now, and there's fewer and fewer people reacting to that. And I guess I want to talk to you about that later on, but.
Well, no, we can talk about it now if you want. I mean, people are not that stunned by you saying that you're gay anymore, because I think that I think the thing that's stunning people is that you are constantly using that as political leverage, you know.
No, I'm not. Okay, good. This is a good fight.
No, I don't want to get into a fight over it, okay?
Doug, what do you... Yes, you do use it for political leverage, because you were on this program saying... not too long ago, well, I'm gay, and this is what I think, and if you don't think it, you're homophobic.
I never said that. That is the biggest lie.
You say it all the time.
You say it all the time.
You do. But forget about that, will you? Let's keep on track here with Miley Cyrus.
Well, that's really all there is to say about Miley Cyrus. And one more thing. They made a very good point. Robin Thicke's career is not going to be hurt at all by this situation with Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus's career, it can't be hurt, because I don't know what career she's got. I mean, I'd love for somebody to point out to me, she did the TV show, that's fantastic, and I know that you tweeted something about how she saved your life. I'd love to look into that one. What does that mean, she saved your life?
Yeah, you said that on a tweeter.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, yes. What does that mean? Well, I know what it means, but...
Well, you were in the hospital, right?
I was in the hospital in 2009, and the only thing that... What are you giving me the speed it up sign for, bud?
Come on, wrap it up.
What do you mean, wrap it up? I just came out of a break.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had to wrap it up.
We ain't wrapping up nothing, man. And by the way, I'll tell you when to wrap it up. This is a floating break. All right. So anyway, Miley Cyrus, and I was watching this. I was watching on television when I had this pneumonia. And the pneumonia I had was double pneumonia. I swear to God, folks, the doctors didn't say this to me, but I could bet you money that my ass was hanging by a thread. I mean, that's how I looked at the x-rays. What now, bud?
Yeah, Mr. Hall.
We got Mr. Hall. I can't talk to Mr. Hall right now, if you don't mind. Okay, bud? What does he want?
I think he probably said something dirty. I don't know what.
Didn't say anything dirty. What do you mean? Let's talk like adults around here, all right?
Well, he thinks you said something dirty. I'm just using his words.
Well, you let David Hall just stay on hold there. So, in any event, I was in the hospital, and I was laying there, and I had this double pneumonia. And Miley Cyrus had her TV show Hannah Montana on. Now, the hospital I was in was a great hospital, St. John's Regional, over here in Ventura County. Fantastic hospital, and the greatest of care, and great doctors, everybody. But the one thing you guys don't have over there at St. John's, if I may say, is good cable service, because in the room, you know, I was laying in this room, and they had like four channels, and I kept popping around to these channels trying to find something interesting.
What did a person want that you're in a room with?
Yeah, what did your roommate want? That's interesting.
I didn't have a roommate. I was in a private room.
Oh, baby.
You know, that's the kind of thing that puts the listeners off.
Yeah.
What kind of thing puts the listeners off? That I was in a private room? That I had a room by myself?
Yeah, Phil, this is Doug Danger. I'm sorry, I don't mean to pop in, but that is something that I think people are going to say, wow, I guess he takes one in the morning, looks back in the bowl and thinks, that doesn't look too bad, and then pulls the chain.
No, I don't say that. I don't even think anything like that. It's ridiculous. It just so happens this hospital is such a great hospital that every room's private. Every room is a single occupancy room. What do you want from me?
Well, are you serious? This is in Ventura County.
Yeah, this is Ventura. This is not Orange County.
No, it's Ventura County.
Well, that's shocking. To me, that sounds shocking. You're in a hospital with a private. That's far more interesting than Hannah Montana, whatever it is you got to say. The fact you're in a private room.
All right, let me finish this story, because I don't really, I'm not interested in what you guys are talking about. You're not interested in what I'm talking about. David Hall is hanging on because I said something, quote, dirty. All I wanted to say was I'm watching these four channels, and Hannah Montana is on one of them. And it could have been the fact that I had a fever. It could have been the fact that I was out of it. It could have been the fact that I was on death's door. I don't know what it was. But watching this damn Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana show was about the only thing that made any sense to me. I'm not even telling you that it kept my spirits up. I'm telling you that I watched that show. It made me laugh.
You got to be kidding. You actually said that it made you, boy.
Phil, that is career suicide in a lot of ways. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy the show.
Give me a like for career suicide.
I'm going to finish what I'm going to say, and then you guys, I'll get to you in a second, because what you just said, man, comes right out of the brain of... You came right out of the master dumb brain, that one.
How dare you?
Hey, wait a second. That comment you just made there about how it's career suicide, me saying that I liked Hannah Montana while I was sick with pneumonia, with 103-degree fever, double pneumonia in both lungs. Yes, I know, Margaret, but saying double pneumonia in both lungs is redundant.
No, what you just said, that my comments came out of the master dumb brain.
Well, there is no such thing, but if we lived in a science fiction kind of world, and there was a master mother-father computer, and one of them, or they had a subcomputer that was what was called dumb, you're saying that that's where she comes from?
Okay, I'm just going to keep on going. So...
Well, no, but I think that, you should answer that.
Then I'm just talking about the master dumb brain.
I don't care what you guys want. This is not some negotiation. Doug, I'm putting you on hold because your freaking car is driving me nuts. His car phone is just crazy. If we're going to have him on the show, I got to give him a new car phone. What are you talking about, the master dumb brain? I'm not negotiating. So in any event, there I was with this double pneumonia, and there was AMC back before Walking Dead. It was a crap can channel. 2009, not too long ago. God, was it lousy. I mean lousy. Then there was at least one of the, I think it might have been, TLC, one of them that had a cop show. It was kind of interesting. It was the first 48. I was watching that. And then there was another one that had Criminal Minds. Excuse me, CSI. Okay, the CSI, personally, I didn't find all that interesting. It was a typical drama that drew its stories from the headlines of the day, and so it had a lot of white power bullcrap. It just looked fake. The Criminal Minds thing sucked. Of everything that was on, and AMC was showing League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which is about the worst film. It's beyond, I can't even say it's bad. It doesn't even come up to the level of bad. It's nonsense. The whole movie does not rise to the level of bad or good. It only rises to the level of don't make no sense, Mom. So there was Hannah Montana, and I watched this thing every day, and it was good,
And you still want to be on a record to say that?
Yes, I want to be on the record to say that. 855-500-7445. All right, David G. Hall is with us here from his... all right, David, what is it that you wanted to say?
Well, I'm not on the program to do anything other than to try to make it a good program, but I was only on to echo what Margaret said and what Bud said and what Doug said, that if you want to go on there, you want to talk about Hannah Montana being fantastic. We turn that down. Hannah Montana being fantastic. You can do that, but I'm just telling you that if the audience thinks you're some kind of, I don't know what, some, and I don't mean this in a gay way, but you're some kind of fairy.
What?
I said, you want me to yell it?
I want to hear what you said so the audience can hear it.
I want to hear what you said, so, you see, I call up like an adult.
Just say it. Let's not get into a big thing.
Fairy.
So because I like Hannah Montana, it makes me some kind of a fairy.
I'm saying the audience may perceive it that way. The original reason why I called in and this whole Hannah Montana thing
got me confused. The original reason why I called in is you used a phrase that, you know, we have these, we've got an FCC watch list. There are certain words that can get us into trouble. You said something about my load. Didn't you say that? I'm trying to be a gentleman here because I got Daphne with me.
You know, Daphne, all she has to do is turn the radio up.
Can you be quiet? She's listening.
I'm on the radio, man.
Daphne, honey, turn the radio to another station. Oh, she does. She already turned it to another station. What do you listen to? She listens to love songs with Chris Boutte. Go ahead.
That's great. All right, so what did you want to know?
You said something on the air about, and I'm just trying to, you said, Daphne, honey, don't listen to this. You said my load or something?
I did not say anything of the sort. I probably said something along the lines of download or upload.
Yeah, okay, but it comes out sounding like, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and this is, you know, something about my load. I can only warn you, Phil, that these things get out. The FCC hears it. We've got problems like you wouldn't believe, man. They are all over me like stink on you know what, like the bad smell on any one of Bud Dickman's shirts. So that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, dude, using BO protector.
It's called antiperspirant, bud.
Yeah, that I would agree with David on that. Antiperspirant, not BO protector.
No.
Yes, I've told you that 5 times now.
All right, thank you very much, David.
Well, Daphne wanted to make...
So...
You're hanging up on a lot of people tonight. It's not really that... I understand about Daphne.
I don't want to hear about his girlfriend. She's running this show now. She's running this show. Every time that guy calls in, he's got Daphne sitting there, and she wants to do this, she wants to do that. She thinks something else sucks. She thinks this needs to be better. And she's probably right about everything she says, but guess what? You know, I just can't take it no more. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We'll be back with more of this falderall. Doug Danger hanging on with Miley Cyrus and some other culture news. We also have some serious, heavy-ass news. Well, it's never really all that serious on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. That's serious, S-E-R-I-O-U. I don't know how to spell it. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We are very grateful to have with us Pastor William Renick here in a couple of minutes. In fact, right now, he wants to weigh in, Pastor Renick does, on this Miley Cyrus situation. We will have him on. We have Doug Danger on the line with us. And we also have, of course, David G. Hall. I don't mean, of course, David G. Hall. I don't mean that because it's some kind of a problem, David. But I'm saying, of course, because it seems like, of course, we got you weighing in just about every night. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't. That's like asking, hey, every night it feels like I'm being assaulted from behind by you with a broom handle. You know what I mean, David? No, I don't know what you mean.
I didn't say that.
Well, you make it sound like me being on this show I'm supposed to be a part of the show. I'm supposed to be something that the people, you know, the fans, they go, ha, 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 ha. Hey, David Hall. You know, like, I don't want to say, but I'm supposed to be like another... You know, member, like a cast member.
Oh, I see. You're the vice president. You're a suit, and you want to be on the air, too.
Forget it, Jesus.
Well, that's good. He hung up on me. Let the record show he hung up on me. All right, that means we can get Doug Danger back on the line here, and we also have Pastor William Renick, who is joining us from Joyful Union Congregation this evening. And Pastor Renick, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. And I want to also say to everybody that is listening to the program tonight, that we are still up here on the fairground here at till 11 o'clock this evening. If you come out, we're very, very grateful to have you come out and be a part of this wonderful celebration. We're raising money for Camtasia Reed, the young lady that needs surgery. And we very, very much want people to come out, donate what they can. You can take a shot here. They got a dunk tank. I'm going to go back to dunk tank here in a minute. And they have you can win a coupon. They call that Cupid
Dog? Yeah, it's Clara.
Clara, how are you doing?
I'm good, honey. Yes, they have a Cupid Dog, and you can take shots at the milk bottle to win a Cupid Dog. Why'd you take the phone from me? Because you butcher it all up. I just want Phil to know. I want his audience to get the right information before you carve it all to hell. And I'm sorry about my language.
The language on you, carve it all to hell. You heard that.
Just need a phone. And so they come out here and take a shot. This is for Candace Reeves. She's a wonderful young lady. She needs surgery. And God bless this child. We're doing all we can.
Well, as soon as we're off the air, you guys are there till 11, right?
We Yes, sir. We're here till 11 o'clock.
Well, as soon as I get off the air, I'm on my way.
God bless you, fellas. Here's Pastor Rennie. Grab the phone for me, Pastor.
How do you like that? So I wanted to come on, and I just want to say that I wanted to come on. I want to give all that information, and she come on, she did it. So in other words, I'm standing here with my, like, it's almost as if someone walked up behind me and yanked, not my pants, but they yanked down a pair of gym shorts. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What?
What do you mean gym shorts, Pastor?
Is that Margaret?
Yes, it's Margaret Gray.
Margaret, God bless you. It's wonderful to talk with you. I'm going to say it again. When she come over, that's my wife. When she come over, I want to say all the things she just said, right?
Yeah.
And she come over and said it. That night, she walked up behind me and didn't just pull my pants down, but she did it so easy, like I was wearing elastic band gym shorts with no underwear. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Clara just embarrassed the hell out of you.
That's thank you. Woo! Sometimes it's like pulling teeth, you know. Phil, look, you know, she's right. You know, I love my wife very much, and we had a problem, and we have gotten past that problem. I want to say, first of all, thanks to everyone in the wonderful country of England and the United Kingdom. We had a great time. We were there for the birth of that beautiful child.
Oh, congratulations on the family. I didn't know you were there.
We absolutely were there. We were there with all of the many thousands of people in London and the people around the world, and we're celebrating that. And we had, and I'm very, very grateful, and I thank not only John for Union Congregation Board of Directors and our Board of Governors, and I thank all of our flock, members of our congregation that raised the money to send us there. We had a private audience with Queen Elizabeth.
That is a fan. That's a second for you, isn't it?
That is a second time we had come from what do they call it down there?
Oh, the Holy Land. Wow, I don't...
Oh, yeah, the Holy Land. I'm sorry, Phil.
Where Jesus was born?
I understand that, Phil. You know, she's giving me a look now. I'm sorry, but the reason why I'm saying this is I want to say I love my wife very much. She knows full well, Clara knows full well, that there is, when we go to London, that there is a sexual tension between myself and Queen Elizabeth. Now, this is undeniable.
Give me that.
No, you will not make a...
That old fool.
Come on now, Clara.
That old fool thinks there is a sexual tension. Queen Elizabeth couldn't care less whether that fool lives or dies. You know.
No, that's not true. Now, you know, Phil, I would never cheat on my wife.
You know, I want to ask you something.
I would never. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. This is Pastor Rennie talking.
Sorry.
I would never cheat on my wife. Now, this is a lesson for everyone in my flock. I would never cheat on my wife. Never. Because I hold the bonds of matrimony to be strong. What God put together, that no man put asunder.
Well,
and because I go to London, England, that's where the Buckingham Palace and all that. And I walked in, I looked at Queen Elizabeth, and I could tell the vibe was there, back and forth. Very strong animal pull. I don't care what the Queen imagines at night, you know, when I'm not there.
Oh, boy.
No, whoa, there, Caballero. What do you mean, oh, boy?
Come on, will you, Pastor? What do you mean, the Queen? What is she doing, fantasizing about you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Pull the phone away from me, woman.
And don't call me woman. I'm your wife.
I'm sorry.
You go sit in the corner.
Come on, kid.
Go sit over in the corner and shut up.
That's not fair. I was making a point.
Phil, I'm sorry to bother you tonight. He he's overriding over here. We trying to raise money for this child. He's doing a wonderful job.
Well, you know, he may be tired.
I think he is, yeah. And he's all about the Queen.
Wait a minute, man. I know she got a thing for me. I don't care.
The Queen don't have nothing for you. She doesn't have nothing for you that she don't want to give to the garbage man.
Oh, wow, that hurt.
So, Phil, I would simply say to you that we're very sorry.
There's nothing to apologize for, Claire. It's always great to talk to you. Nothing to apologize for. And I will be there. And you tell Pastor Rennick I'll be there. And I'll challenge him to a Cupid doll competition.
Phil said he's going to be here.
I heard him. Big deal.
Okay.
I'm very sorry. Thank you, honey.
All right, Clara, thank you, and the best of luck.
Oh, we're going to raise a lot of money tonight.
Queen of England, man. You got to think.
All right, so Pastor Rennick.
What is the story with him and the whole sexual tension?
I don't know. He claims that he went to England with Clara, And this at the provided by the church, church, a Joyful Union congregation. And they go down to the Holy Land, and they went there during the Easter season, and they had a great time. But what happened was, apparently, they did a little detour on up through the continent of Europe, and they went into London. They got an audience with Queen Elizabeth because she was meeting with Congregationalists and religious leaders from around the United States. And I think it was Pastor Rennick and three or four other pastors there. And as that was taking place, he claims that he felt, quote, sexual tension between himself and Queen Elizabeth, and he's been going on about it for a long time.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's true. No one ever asked. You kidding me, man? What up? But you go ahead and call up a Queen of England and find out. I would if I had a number.
Hey, look at Jack Ball. You could have the number to Buckingham Palace. You ain't going to get through to the Queen.
Why not?
Because they got a switchboard, man. They're going to tell... We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show coming up. Larry Grover on Syria, chemical weapons, and how much fun this is all going to be for Larry, anyway. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.